So lie down on your back, which curiously everyone is already lying down on their back. And sense the contact that you're making with the floor. Now, for those of you who've done a lot of awareness through movement lessons, this is old hat. And for those of you who've never done an awareness through movement lesson, this is maybe the first time you do it. Or in this systematic sort of a way. And Christina, I don't know how much padding there is on your jacket, but you might like just to, it might be better to not have it in order to really be able to sense the contact with the floor. So there are always many things to take a look at, but we're going to highlight a few things in particular with this scan. But first, just get a sense of how your pelvis is making contact with the floor. Is the left side of the pelvis giving its weight more easily to the floor than the right side of the pelvis? Or is it the other way around? How do you feel your legs growing out of your pelvis? Does one leg have pressing more into the floor than the other? And then scan up your spine. So notice which parts of your spine are pressing into the floor and which parts aren't. You could do this on any sort of type of level of detail that you like, from trying to isolate individual vertebrae to just larger, more general regions. And then in particular, notice how your upper back is making contact with the floor. Come on in. Sign in. You can do that afterwards too. Just grab a mat and we're just doing the scan. Have you done Feldenkrais before or ATM lessons before?
I've come once.
Okay, perfect. So grab a mat. And so, as I was saying, in particular, sense how your upper back is making contact with the floor. How are the two shoulder blades making contact? Is one shoulder blade more into the floor and the other one elevated a little bit? Can you sense your arms, how far away from your body they are? And where they're making contact? Is it more with the elbow, with the upper arm? Is there space under the top of the shoulder where someone could slide their hand under? Or is the top of the shoulder making good contact with the floor? Or another way of saying it, what parts of the shoulder blades are making contact with the floor? And then in the upper back, also don't ignore what your spine is doing in between your shoulder blades. So are the vertebrae in between your shoulder blades making contact with the floor? And can you sense like individual segments of your spine, or does it just feel like one bulky mass that you can't really sense any distinctions in? Could you visualize the amount of space that you have between the two shoulder blades? Like, how wide or narrow is that space? Between that space that your spine lies and your ribs stand out in the back. And then get a sense for how your neck grows out of your upper back. Nearly everybody, there is a curve under the back of the neck, as there should be. But can you get a sense of the arc of that curve as your spine grows out of your neck? So can you see don't go and measure it with your fingers or anything, but could you see how much, if you were to say, how many fingers could you put under, if you had a twin you, and you could put two fingers or three fingers or one finger or no fingers under your neck, what is that space like? How much space is there? And then also sense the front of your chest. Can you sense the top of your sternum? Your breastbone? Chest bone? And how the sternum runs down the length of the front of your chest? And then lastly, also, see if you can sense your two clavicles. Or your collarbones. They connect in the center of you to the sternum. And then they fan out to the shoulders and connect to the shoulders. Can you sense a difference between the two? Does one seem perhaps a little bit more elevated or prominent? And the other one a little further back. And is that consistent with what you sense in your shoulder blades, with one shoulder being higher or lower than the other? So just take note of these things. And we'll be taking note of them throughout the lesson to see if there's any evolution in these process, and as we go through the lesson. In the email announcement, I called this lesson something like opening the shoulders, you know, towards easier, so effortless posture. And so one reason why we're focusing on this particular area in the scan is because we're going to see if throughout the lesson, as we do a series of movements that are going to be done with as minimal effort and lightness and a sense of exploration, you know, what happens. So that said, let's roll over onto your stomach. You know, if you only have one mat, you may want to grab a second one just because thing. So roll over onto your stomach and then pull your right knee up. So your right knee, now slide your right knee along the floor. So it's out to the side, approximately 90 degrees, but not really 90 degrees, someplace comfortable. And then take your two hands and put your two hands under your head or above your head, wherever is comfortable for you. So you can put them under your cheek. You turn your head to look to the right. And then you can put your two hands like under your cheek, under your temple, or even above your head, wherever is most comfortable. Wherever is most comfortable for you. I like it lower down. Other people like it higher up. But, okay, beautiful. So, and then place the right hand on top of the left. This. Alright. And so now, in easy, gentle movements, try lifting your right elbow from the floor and lowering it back down. And repeat that movement. Just lift the right elbow from the floor and lower it back down. And sense for yourself, well, obviously, how high can you lift the elbow with ease? Because you only want to lift the elbow to the place where you can go with ease. And then sense for yourself, okay, first, are you breathing as you do this? Make sure you're breathing, that you're not holding, that you're not clenching your jaw, that your tongue is free. These kinds of things. But then as you continue lifting the elbow, then also pay attention to while the weight that you're making with the contact, the weight that you're pressing into the floor changes as you lift the elbow. So as you lift the elbow, you have to take more weight with the rest of you somewhere. So the weight on your chest is going to shift.
I
Just do this a couple more times, nice and easy. Can you try doing it? Can you try doing it very slowly? Lift the elbow really slowly. So it would take like 2 or 3 breaths to lift the elbow. And lower it. And then try lifting the elbow rapidly. Now don't lift it high, but just lift it rapidly so that if you were, you could be almost a drummer making a little bum, bum, bum. Or pick whatever rhythm you like. You know, it could be double time, could be half time. All right. Pause. Let the elbow just lie on the ground. Okay. So now, try lifting just once the left elbow. Just once. And compare that. Now that you did it once, compare it to the right elbow. Was it harder? Was it easier? Try lifting the right elbow one more time. Pause. And lift the left elbow one time. And now, you know, measure for yourself. Wow, what was it about those two, lifting the two elbows, that was different? What made one harder than the other? And roll over onto your backs and take a rest. And as you're lying on your back, pay attention to how your upper back is making contact. Pay attention to how all of you is making contact. You know, in Feldenkrais, it's like we focus on a movement, a particular movement, but, you know, as I think most of you know, everything is really involved. That said, pay attention to see if there's any changes between the right side of the upper back and the left side of the upper back. How you're lying. Or anything else. Okay, let's roll over onto the stomachs again. But now let's do the opposite side. So slide the left knee up. Put the two hands under the head or above the head, wherever's comfortable for you, and look to the left. So the two hands are under the head or slightly above the head, so that the elbows are kind of out to the sides, and your hands are either lying on top of each other, and if that's the case, then the left hand lies on top of the right, or your fingertips could be just touching, something like this. Okay? And so in this position now, lift the left elbow and lower it. And repeat that many times. And sense first, pay attention to, okay, check in. Am I breathing? Am I holding my jaw? Am I doing this movement nice and easy? And then once you're sure that you're breathing and that sort of stuff, that you're not really inhibiting yourself, inhibiting your breath and these sorts of things, then as you allow lifting the elbow to be used as an exploration for how your weight shifts on the floor as you lift the elbow. Can you feel a shift in the sternum as you lift the left elbow? How your sternum makes contact with the floor. Can you feel a change in how the pressure that your head and your ear or cheek are making on the floor? Can you sense a change in the contours of the back, the rib cage in the back, as you lift the elbow? Try lifting the elbow really slowly. Okay. lower it back down. And all the while, you guys are doing a great job of this, but not going beyond your means, not trying to jam your elbow up. Just softly and easily. As if, you know, a breeze came and lifted your elbow. And try lifting the elbow now a little bit more rapidly. Try and get a nice little rhythm going with it, like you're a drummer, you know, bum, bum, bum. Whatever beat suits you. And feel how as you do this, there's, you know, the rest of your body responds. Can you feel your pelvis respond as you do this? Can you feel how the weight, any shifting or oscillation in the pressure that the front of the pelvis is making on the floor? Let's do it. Pause and let the elbow relax. And now in this position, try and lift once the right elbow and lower it. So now, many of you will notice that it was more difficult to lift the right elbow in this position than in the other position. Try lifting the left elbow once and lower it. And try lifting the right elbow once and lower it. And feel, what is it that your chest and sternum and the change in pressure on your head, what are the things that happen as you lift the right elbow and the left elbow? Different things, your chest, your rib cage have to respond differently. It's the same movement of the scapula. Either the left or the right scapula, but everything else has to respond differently. So try just lifting the left once and the right once and just see. And leave it and roll over onto your back. Now again, check in with how the upper back is making contact with the floor. Can you sense the clavicles, the collarbones in front of you? Are you able to feel them? Are you perhaps a little bit more aware of their presence, of the directionality that they have? Roll over onto your stomach again and bring the right knee up. Turn the head to the right and put the hands in the position that you like under your, that's comfortable for you. Okay, so we lifted the elbow now, facing in both directions. So what I want you to do now with your hands like this is slide your elbow on the floor down towards your pelvis, but keeping the hand fixed. So your hands are either together, right hand on top of the left hand, or the fingertips touching, something like this. So the hand stays in the same place, and then you just slide your elbow down towards your thing. Nice and slowly. Are you breathing as you do this? So you're not lifting the elbow at all. You're just sliding the elbow down. Now, if possible, keep the orientation of your wrist fixed so your hand actually doesn't move. Your hand doesn't turn or anything like that. Your hand is set on the mat. And so it limits how much you can actually move your elbow down because there's only so much that your wrist can side bend. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a big movement. You just want to slide it down and up. and pay attention that you're breathing. Okay, pause with that. And now, with your right knee bent up the way it is, can you slide the right knee towards the right side of your pelvis, towards the right side of your belly a little bit, so that your pelvis rolls a little bit to the left? So just gently slide it, you know. You have to engage the muscles in the center of you in order to slide it. So it's just a very gentle sliding of the knee on the so the angle that your leg is making out of your pelvis doesn't change. It's the knee just slides towards the pelvis, closer towards the pelvis and away from the pelvis. So, can I just I know, I'm giving really terrible directions, probably. So, Christina, you don't want your knee to slide up and down. It's just in. There you go, like that, yeah. I mean, it could go up and down a little bit, but really that's the direction. You want to sort of feel like the pelvis is rolling. And it can be a nice small movement. It's like, I mean, this is a baby movement, I think, right? I've never really been around babies, but I think they like to do this sort of thing, right? So, but as you do this, feel how the contact that you're making, that the front of you, your chest is making with the ground, changes and evolves. Okay? Let's just pause for a second, lie here. Okay. So now let's continue doing that movement. But as you slide the knee in towards you, also slide the elbow down towards the pelvis. So you almost think of like, it's kind of like the knee and the pelvis are coming together, except you're not, the angle of the knee doesn't change that much. There you go. There you go. So what that'll do is it'll lift your right shoulder and it also lifts the right side of your pelvis at the same time. And you can do a big movement or you can do a small movement. You want to relax your lower leg, though, so that your foot stays on the floor. So the engagement, the engagement doesn't come from the leg, it comes from the center of you to roll the pelvis. And you think the elbow is going down as the knee is coming up. Do that a couple times and pause. And so now, just bring your elbow down. Slide your elbow down on the floor and just hold it there. On the floor. So hold it there in the position. So now what I want you to do, what you're going to do, is you're going to bring your knee in to roll your pelvis to the left. And as you do that, you're going to bring the elbow out. So before, we just did a movement where the elbow goes down as the pelvis rolls. This time, you're going to bring the elbow down. As the pelvis rolls, you're going to bring the elbow out. So it's just an opposite thing. Instead of moving the elbow and the knee together, the elbow and the knee are going to move opposite. So you're sliding the elbow on the ground. The elbow slides on the ground. It's the same movement, sliding the elbow on the ground. But now, so let's pause for a second. Let's just make sure I'm doing a terrible job here. So let's make sure the hands are in contact or the fingertips are in contact, right? So let's just get the sliding of the elbow on the ground going nice and slow. Yeah. Okay. And then now that that's comfortable, let's now make sure your knee is up at about 90 degree angle out to the side. And now as you bring the elbow down, you know, roll the pelvis so that the knee slides up towards the pelvis and then bring it away. So they come together and away. And you can almost feel like it's almost like a little bit of an accordion or something. And the knee can slide up a little bit as it does this, but the idea is that you want to roll the pelvis as the elbow goes down. So they're coming together and apart. Together and apart. All right. Knee stays on the ground. The foot stays on the ground. All right. And pause. So now we just did the movement with the knee and the elbow coming together and going apart, coming together and going apart. Now let's see if we can do the opposite. As the knee comes in, can the elbow go out? And as the knee goes out, can the elbow go in? So it's an opposite movement. It's a little bit strange, not what you would normally maybe do. So the knee goes in, the elbow comes away from you, and as the knee goes out, the elbow goes to you. So in electrical engineer parlance, it'd be a 180 degree phase shift, which I'm sure is meaningful to all of you. And, you know, whatever, just play with it. Like, you know, if it's weird and uncomfortable, go back to the original movement of doing the knee and the elbow together. And do that a couple times, and then try this. We don't, you know, there's no test, there's no quiz at the end, so. And then rest. Just take a rest here in this position. And now, just briefly, try lifting your right elbow once. Just see how it is. And is it easier? Thank you. Roll onto your backs. Sense now if there's a difference again between the left and the right, between the left and the right side. How are the two shoulder blades making contact? What is the space like if you could, between the top outer corner of the left shoulder and the top outer corner of the right shoulder? How do you sense your clavicles? Okay, let's roll over onto the stomach again. This time bringing the left knee up 90 degrees. So it's out to the side. The head is going to face to the left. And the left hand is going to be on top of the right hand, or the fingertips are going to be touching either under your head or above your head, wherever is comfortable for you. So before we start, get a sense for how much space there is under your armpit. So how high up is it? You know, if one were to take a tape measure and measure the distance from your armpit down to the floor, what would it be? And then secondarily, you can do the same thing from the top of your left leg. There's a space under your hip. Or for most people there is space under your hip. Unless you have very open hip joints. You know, but what is that space like? How big is that space? Okay, so now let's take the right elbow, the left elbow, and slide it down towards the left side of your pelvis and bring it back up. And as you do this, make sure you're breathing, you're not clenching your jaw, you don't have too much ambition. And make sure that your hand is not rotating too much. that, like, if you really allowed your hand to be free, you could really take your elbow all the way to the side of your torso, right? But your hand is kind of fixed, locked in place by your head or by the other hand, so that the movement, the elbow, is limited in a way by how much side bending the wrist can make. And feel, as you bring the elbow down, your scapula, something happens in your scapula. Your scapula has to do something, slide and move relative to your rib cage on your back. And how does that affect the rib cage? And how does that change the contact on the front of you? And pause. Pause. And now let's bring in that knee movement. So can you slide the knee in to yourself so that you roll your pelvis more towards the right, keeping the knee and the foot on the floor, and bring it away. It can be a small movement. It doesn't have to be a big movement. It's a small movement. And the knee can slide up towards your elbow a little bit. In fact, for me, the feeling is that the knee is going up towards the elbow, even though the knee is just kind of rolling it's just rolling the pelvis. And then, once this is clear, bring the elbow down as you slide the knee in. So now, the shoulder is going back, and the pelvis is going back. So it's almost like you're rolling a little bit onto your right side. So the shoulder's going back as you slide the elbow down. And at the same time, you roll the pelvis by bringing the knee. So it's the left side of your body lifts a little bit, the right side of your body takes more weight. And as you come back, allow yourself to really come back and stop the movement. It's not like, okay, we got to do another one, so let's go. As you come back, come all the way back and pause, and let your weight really sink back, you know, how it would naturally lie here. Because if you do that and you make a pause between each one of these movements, then your brain really starts getting something. And at the end of your next movement, just take a pause here. And pause in your stomach. And now, we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to switch the order. We're going to do this 180-degree phase shift, which means that you're going to slide the elbow down as the knee goes out, and you're going to slide the knee in as the elbow goes up. So what this is going to feel like is it's going to feel like, instead of a pure rolling motion with the torso, it's going to feel a little bit like there's a twist. Right? Because the pelvis is going to roll as the elbow goes away from you and the shoulder comes down. So that means that your lower part of you is rolling one way and the upper part of you wants to go the other. And as you bring the knee back out, the elbow comes down, which brings the shoulder blade, which lifts the shoulder, lifts the right side of you, the upper right side, upper left side of you. And so there's a sense of a little bit of a twist happening in the middle of you. And just play with it a little bit. See if you can coordinate the movement. It's not how big you do the movement. It's, can you feel the coordination of the movement? And leave it and just take a pause. Rest. Sense that space under your armpit. Is it any different now than when we first rolled over into this position? Or the space under the top of the left leg? Lift your left elbow. Lift your left elbow. Yes, it is left. Just see what that's like. Has doing these movements changed it at all? Let me try it one more time. And roll over onto your back. Now get a sense for how your whole self is making contact with the floor. Your feet, your legs, your pelvis. Your spine. Particularly, if you can sense the spine in your upper back now. Check in there. And do you have any more clarity with the sensation of the spine in the upper back now than you did? Is it more distinct? Can you feel the length of it? In a way different than at the beginning. And of course your shoulders and how your arms grow out. And then also your clavicles, your collarbones. Can you sense them? In doing these movements of the elbow when we're lying on the stomach, the clavicles have to move a lot, and they can move a lot. But oftentimes we sometimes start to forget how much they can move. Okay, let's roll over onto the stomach again. Let's bring the right knee up. Face to the right. And the right hand on top of the left hand if you're having the palms on top of each other, but if you just have the fingertips touching, that's okay too. Either under your cheek, under your temple, or just above your head. Anywhere is fine. And so now lift your right elbow again and lower it. And just again sense how that's coming, how that's going now. Again, without ambition, you're just sensing how is it to lift that right elbow. Do it a couple times. And then pause. And now lift the left elbow in this position. And do it a couple times. And sense, like, where are you engaging? When you lift the left elbow, do you engage the muscles of the right arm? Pause. Lift the right elbow. When you lift the right elbow, do you engage any muscles on the left side of your body? Left side of your back. Pause. And now, we're going to lift the right elbow and then lower it and lift the left elbow. So it's alternation. So when the right elbow lowers and makes contact with the ground, the left elbow lifts. And so there's some timing involved in this. You want to be precise about this so that as the right elbow makes contact, the left elbow is taking off. And it doesn't matter how high they lift. All you want is you just want to make sure that they're going back and forth in this nice, clean, even tempo. And sense, as you do this, can you feel your clavicles in front of you? Can you feel that line from the shoulder? It's a bony line. It's a hard line from the shoulder to your sternum. Can you sense a rolling of the head? It can be really, really mild, but just a shift in the, how the weight, the pressure that the head is making on the floor. Pause. And now lift both elbows together and lower them. Do it slowly at first, nice and slowly. Without ambition, the elbows don't have to lift high. But see, if you can lift both elbows to the same height. So it's not how far you go, it's just they're going to the same height. It could be a height of a centimeter or a millimeter, just to the same height. They leave the ground together and they land together. And then feel what's happening to the spine in between your shoulder blades as you lift them like this. Can you sense anything moving in the spine back there? Do you get a sense of sinking in the shoulder blades? Those vertebrae are sinking into the floor. Your chest is sinking into the floor. The vertebrae are sinking into the floor. And leave it and lie on the back. A variation on this lesson was one of the first awareness through movement lessons I actually ever did. And I don't know, I'm cobbling together some bits and pieces from different places, but Frank Wildman, who's a Feldenkrais trainer, had a tape series called The Intelligent Body, and a lesson which has a lot of similarities to this was the second lesson in that series, and at the time I was having shoulder problems, and I wasn't able to lift my elbow very high, throughout the process. But I really noticed a big difference, and this is a movement that I keep coming back to. Can you sense how the spine in your upper back between your shoulder blades, whether it's making contact with the floor or not, but also can you sense individual vertebrae? And if not individual vertebrae, groups of vertebrae. Can you feel length in that region? Softness in that region. Roll over onto your stomach. And bring your left leg up, as most of you figured out. Your face is pointing to the left. And your left hand, it will be on top of your right hand, if they're on top of each other. And now in this position, lift your elbow, lift and lower your left elbow a couple times, and just see, how's it coming along? Is it easier than it was at the beginning of the lesson to lift the elbow? Can you feel your clavicle on the front of you? Can you feel it moving? feel the change and the weight in front of you? And can you maybe sense in that upper part of your spine something having the spine sinking so that your chest can sink into the floor as you do this? Pause and lift the right elbow a couple times. And just see. And pause. Now let's alternate lift the left and the right. But let's set up a timing so that when the left elbow lifts and comes back down, as it comes back down, the right elbow lifts. So it's almost like, well, the description I gave you is not like a seesaw, but you could make it like a seesaw. So when one is going up, the other is going down. I described the contact, but either way is fine. In fact, maybe that even makes more sense. Like, so both elbows could be up in the air, but it's just when one is at the bottom, one's at the top, and it goes back and forth. As you do this, sense your clavicles. Feel how your head responds to this. So you lift the elbow, which is going to move the shoulder blade, which is attached to the clavicle, which is going to pull on the sternum. Pause. And now let's lift both elbows together. And as you do this, make it easy, make it gentle. Do it slowly. Do it so that when you bring your elbows back down to the ground, there's a full pause. You're not retaining muscular energy in the muscles. There's a full pause. It's like your brain knows, okay, that was a stop. And then pay attention to how your shoulder blades are sliding on your back, how the clavicles are sliding on your front, how the sternum, your chest bone, is responding, how pressure is coming into the floor, and then how your spine and your mid back is sinking. And now do it a little faster. Can you set up a little beat even? Make sure you breathe. It's easy, but it's a nice little beat. And pause. Let's leave that. And let's roll over onto our backs. And again, I know it sounds like a broken record, but strangely, when I'm taking a Feldenkrais lesson, when I'm doing an awareness through movement lesson, and the teacher is always asking you to sense yourself, I don't find it monotonous. But when I'm up here telling you guys, I feel like I sound monotonous, reminding you to check in with yourself. It's funny. It's one of the things you learn teaching. But that said, again, check in with yourself. And there probably are things that are really highlighted for you at this point in time in the lesson relative to when we started. You know, check in with the width of your shoulders. How wide do your shoulders feel now relative to at the start of the lesson? Can you sense the line of your sternum more clearly? How the clavicles spread out from the sternum and connect to the shoulders. The spine in the mid-back between your shoulder blades. Do you feel more breath in your upper back? Or let's say in the back of your upper back, yeah, in your upper back. Alright, we got just a few more things to do. So let's roll over onto the stomach. Bring the right knee up. Get yourself cozy. But here's the switch. Turn your head and face to the left. So now this is going to give you, again, this feeling of a twist with your torso. Or a mild, maybe, for me it's a twist, I shouldn't say that. And then in this position, lift the left elbow and lower it. A couple times. And just sense how easy or difficult. What's it like to lift the elbow, the left elbow in this position, with the opposite knee up from the direction that you're facing? Pause. Lift the right elbow a couple times. Well, what's this like? It's different, huh? Lift the left elbow again. A couple times. Lift the right elbow. Just explore that. So all the same things that I've been saying, like how the front of you is making contact with the floor, how the clavicles go, all that applies still. Pause. And now, lift both elbows together and lower them. Nice and slowly to start off with. And feel how your chest makes contact with the floor and how the pressure changes as you lift both elbows. Sense that sinking in your mid-back, in your upper back, upper spine. And then slowly increase the speed. So you don't have to lift high, you just want to lift easy. You can even imagine you're a little bit like it's the wing of a bird. Pay attention to that pressure. Pause. Just rest. And now, again, lift both elbows together with a good rhythm. It doesn't have to be a fast rhythm, but with a clear rhythm, a rhythm that's clear for you. If you're comfortable doing a fast rhythm, that's fine. So just set that up and maintain that. A nice, comfortable rhythm that you can maintain. And as you do this now, lift your head slowly and turn and face to the other side. Keep the rhythm. As you lifted the head, did you break the rhythm? So this is kind of like, I'm going to ask you to be a little bit of a drummer now because, you know, drummers keep multiple beats at the same time. So keep lifting the elbows and now turn your head again to look to the left. So the idea is, can you turn your head, which involves the neck muscles, and lift your head, which involves some of those upper back muscles, independently of lifting the elbows? So lift the elbows, keep the rhythm, and now turn and look to the right. And once you get to the right, pause and give your head a genuine pause as you continue lifting the elbows. And then lift your head and slowly look to the left. And just go back and forth like that. Now, you want to turn the head. Make sure you turn the head slowly so that it's on a different beat than the elbows. So it would take like 2 or 3 beats of the elbow to try and lift the head. And feel that the really the only task here is that lifting the head and turning it doesn't interfere with the rhythm of the elbow. So that if you were in a band playing music, jazz nightclub, you know, the sober people wouldn't know that you had messed up the rhythm. And pause. And now, just quickly, switch the legs. And turn and face to the right. And again, set up the rhythm with both elbows. See how it's different here. It's going to be different trying to lift both elbows with this knee up than with the other knee up. So when I say this knee, I mean the left knee up. So again, set up a nice rhythm. Don't have to lift your elbows high. You just have to lift them clearly so you can see clearly. Feel how your torso responds, how the weight shifts. And then as you keep this rhythm, turn your head, look to the left. And I should, of course, say, and then, you know, on your own, turn your head and look to the right, turn your head and look to the left, keeping this rhythm. If it's interesting for you, explore it. If it's getting too much and it's tiring and you're cranky, you don't want to do it anymore, that's a good indication it's time to stop. But pay attention when you lift the head. You know, what else do you have to lift when you lift the head? And can you make it so that the elbows just keep that rhythm? The shoulders keep that rhythm? Shoulders and the head are independent of each other. It's beautiful. Leave that, roll onto your back. And now, for the last time tonight, sense how you're making contact with the floor. The beginning of the lesson, I suggested that you look at the space behind your neck. How much room there was with your neck between the floor and the vertebrae of your neck. How big that arch was. And so just, if you haven't already throughout the lesson, check in with that in particular and see, is there any difference? Has that shifted in any way? And pay attention to the width of your shoulders. Can you, again, is there a little bit more clarity of the clavicles? Can you feel your clavicles? Or sense them? Is the spine of the upper back more clear now? Doesn't necessarily mean that it's pressing more into the floor. It just means that you sense it more clearly. How do the contact that the shoulders make, the top of the shoulders, are they more back into the floor now than before? And then slowly roll to your side, come up to sitting, and come up to standing. And just in standing, just look up and allow your shoulder blades to rest, allow your shoulders to rest where they would rest and your head to rest. And just get a sense, like you do with your eyes open or your eyes closed, like where you're looking to the horizon. Are you looking a little above the horizon than normal? Do your shoulder blades feel like they're a little bit further back than normal? When I did this lesson earlier today, and the thing that I felt, and I do a lot of typing, so I'm rounded, but what I noticed is that I actually felt soreness in my pectoral muscles of the chest. Because they lengthened and released and I got awareness. My wife says, I thought it was the bra. Walk around the room a little bit. And as you walk, get a sense for how your arms swing. The swinging of your arms and how they grow out of the shoulder blades. And that is that.